Ahoy everyone, welcome to audio journal number 14 for Voyagers Under Sail. Today is Sunday, August 19, 2018. It's just past 9 o'clock in the evening and is our last day in the Balearics. We are in Ibiza. Apparently the last recording was done 5 days ago, and I think I was in Mallorca in the water park. yeah, a lot happened since, so let's take it step by step. After the water park, we went back to the boat. We bought some nice prawns from a supermarket, and I cooked a dinner that everybody enjoyed. Everybody licked their fingers. It was a fantastic dish made out of king prawns and a bit of spice and other things. The next day we had a car rental, and we went on a 8 hours kind of 8 hours drive on the island of Mallorca. We crossed almost the island from I'd say west to east, through the plain in the middle and up to the mountains, and then went back to the port. And it was a very beautiful day, and it was a nice experience exploring the island of Mallorca. We got to see the mountains, absolutely beautiful drive, a lot of people cycling through the mountains, a lot of motorbikers as well. Then we visited a nice little village where Chopin used to live for about 2 years, I think in 1838 and 1839. I can't remember the name of the town, Valla Mora or something like that, anyway. But beautiful architecture, beautiful, charming little village in the valley between the mountains. Beautiful place, beautiful. Nice garden, definitely a place to visit. And then we had to rush to bring our car back in time for after our 2 days rental. We went back to the boat, okay, and got the boat ready. And the next day we left for the island of Ibiza around lunchtime. And it took us the whole afternoon, the whole night, and a good part of the next morning until we arrived in Ibiza, in the northern part of Ibiza, and we went to an anchor in a bay, San Vincente, beautiful place, a couple of hotels, beautiful beach, nice green hills around, deep color, deep bay, pretty well protected, water very clear, like 8 meters deep, and you almost see your anchor from the bow of the boat. Beautiful place. We stayed there for one night, but as soon as we arrived, about an hour in, we got a proper shower, a proper rain. It rained for 4 hours and the boat started leaking in about four places. We had to put poles to collect the water that was dripping. I'm talking, you know, In with 1, 2, 3, about 4 bowls, we collected at least a liter and a half of water during that rain. It was ridiculous. But you know, at least we know where the boat leaks, and we'll try to fix that when we have an opportunity. The deck was spanking clean after that. And in the afternoon, I put the dinghy in the water, and we went to the shore, to the supermarket, bought a few things. But what I forgot to mention is when we dropped the anchor, I went to check what's the story, if we are properly hooked, because I had the feeling that we are dragging. And in the charts, there is a cable that mentioned that they said, no, there is a cable on this side of the bay, but the last survey, 2014, the cable could not be located. Okay, I located it and managed to fucking pull it up from the bottom of the sea. Sorry for the bad word. And my anchor was basically hung onto the cable. It was ridiculous. But with the rain coming, I couldn't do anything. So I waited until the afternoon when I put the thing in the water. And after about an hour of maneuvering and an extra chain and rope and whatever else and a bit of maneuvering from the bow, we managed to unhook the anchor from the chain, and we moved, we dropped our anchor just a little bit, 10, 15 meters away from that cable. But as I was relocating the anchor, I realized actually the cable is not a live cable, but it's just been abandoned at the bottom of the bay, and people get hooked on it and get a proper scare the way we did. Anyway, the next day it was beautiful, and we went on a little hike up into the hills. There was a Punic, religious center that we visited up on one of the hills with some caves that dated 2,500 years ago. They used to be like a place of worship for a goddess, Tanita, if I remember the name right. And the lady who's looking after the site, the geological site, archaeological site, Sonia, she gave us a few details. Charming place, beautiful, full of history. You get in there and kind of get the feel of how it used to be. There are still people worshipping that goddess. They come and do offerings, and they sometimes they sing, and people gather around. So the place is still alive. It's not just a museum. It's not a museum. It's still alive. You can still feel the religious vibe of the place. After that, we went back to the boat to find it rocking and rolling like, I don't know, proper rolling. So we all got back into the dinghy, went to the boat, to Quo Vadis, and in less than half an hour, we weighed our anchor and we were on our way to the Ibiza town. The wind was kind of 7 to 8 knots from our back, but the sea was really rolly. And it was difficult, like we tried for half an hour to set sail and move with the wind, but there was no chance to make any decent progress. So we put the engine on and we arrived in an anchorage just beside the town of Ibiza, and we're lucky enough to get a good spot to anchor in just 7 meters of sand and weed. But again, I had the feeling that the anchor is dragging, so I went snorkeling and checked if it's dragging, and indeed it wasn't properly dug in. And even trying to dug it in, like putting the engine in reverse and trying to dig the anchor in, it really didn't. I think the sand was, it's very fine, and kind of just the anchor didn't want to take a proper bite on the floor, on the seabed. So I decided to drop a second anchor on the same chain, and to give us the peace. And after that, we went to explore the town of Ibiza. Ibiza, as everybody knows, it's Ibiza. It's famous for partying and nightlife. We went to town, explored a little bit the city. Beautiful, a lot of modern buildings, and the old city, charming, and a lot of designer shops and very well kept little boutiques. Very touristy, no doubt about it, but still a good vibe. So that was yesterday night. And today, nice and bright and early, we went into town again, and we explored the old city up in the hill, beautiful views, beautiful architecture, really charming place. I would recommend Ibiza. It's not just a place for partying and all that kind of stuff, nightclub life. It's a good place to visit, and it's like every other, oldish European city. It's a place that everybody will enjoy visiting. It could be a little bit expensive. You kind of feel the pressure of spending money with all those designer boutiques, and you know, you feel like, you know, your money are being put under pressure to, you know, to jump out of a wallet and splash around. But we managed to be quite careful and not spend too much in Ibiza. Now, the plan is tomorrow to set sail for Cartagena. This is 150 miles distance to Cartagena. We plan to leave tomorrow very, very early in the morning. Tomorrow it's Monday. And we should arrive Tuesday evening in Cartagena, where we'll be spending three nights. Again, the wind predicted it's around 10 knots, mostly from our stern, which from our experience so far is not really gonna help, but maybe with a more settled sea, a flatter sea, not so much rolling, maybe we'll have a different experience. I'll let you know once we are in Cartagena. That's for now. All the best.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.